Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips, Day 256. I think all of you know what are paranasal sinuses. Today's topic is the biological special program of paranasal sinuses. They are four pairs of hollow air-filled cavities symmetrically arranged and found around the nasal mucosa. Just like nasal mucosa, they are also lined by a mucous membrane consisting of squamous epithelium and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex. Like the nasal mucosa again, they also contain the residues of endodermal cells called paranasal glands, and that is how they produce nasal mucus. Depending on their location, the four sets of paranasal sinuses are called frontal sinuses behind the eyebrows, sphenoid sinuses behind the nasal cavities, ethmoid sinuses between the eyes and nose, and maxillary sinuses behind the cheekbones. The science of embryology tells us that the starting point of the ectodermal cell migration was the squamous epithelium covering the periosteum of the paranasal sinuses. The sensitive nerves of the epithelial sinus mucosa provided an increased sense of smell, facilitating survival by the scent of danger and procreation by the scent of a mate. Inside the brain, the control centers of the paranasal sinuses are found at the junction between premotor sensory and post-sensory cortex at the cranium. But premotor sensory cortex is considered as the control center of the paranasal sinuses. The biological conflict linked to the paranasal sinuses is a scent conflict or stink conflict, the same as that of nasal mucosa. But the SBS of the paranasal sinuses follows the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern with hypersensitivity during CA phase and the epileptic crisis and hyposensitivity in the healing phase. During conflict active phase, there is ulceration in the paranasal sinuses mucosa. In proportion to the intensity and duration of the conflict, in order to achieve the biological purpose of enhancing the sense of smell, there may have mild to severe pain also. Here again, just like nasal mucosa, the paranasal mucosa of the right or left side is affected, determined by the biological handedness of the person and whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related. If both sides are affected, the conflict will be a general one. Out of the four sinuses, which one to be affected is determined at random. Sinus headache is a very common medical condition occurring during the healing phase of the SBS of paranasal mucosa. Let us learn it in detail. During healing, especially during the first part of the healing phase, called PCLA, there is replenishment of the lost tissues by cell proliferation. This results in swellings of the mucous membrane of the sinus mucosa by fluid accumulation or edema, which accompanied nasal congestion, throbbing headache called as sinus headache, and pain on the affected parts of the face. The particular type of pain can be qualified as a pressure pain, and it is not a sensory type of pain. It may last for the entire healing phase, that is, during the PCLA and PCLB phase. The pain can become worse due to the retention of more water during a syndrome with enlargement of the affected parts. If there is accompanying inflammation, that condition is known as sinusitis. Many people suffer from recurrent attacks of sinusitis because of the tracts being repeated, which were formed during the original attack of stink conflict. Here also, as in the case of SBS of the nasal mucosa, there may occur accompanying symptoms of a troubled circulation, disease spells, short disturbance, or complete loss of consciousness. This occurs during the epileptoid crisis of All organs controlled from the sensory, post-sensory or premotor sensory cortex depending on the intensity of the conflict. There may occur another symptom of dropping of blood sugar due to the overuse of blood glucose by the brain cells. Growths of polyps in the paranasal sinuses are also not uncommon during the healing phase of the sinus mucosa. They usually occur in the ethmoid and maxillary sinuses from where they grow into the nasal cavity. Nose polyps can also occur from the submucosa of the nasopharynx, but there they are formed during the conflict active phase. Nose polyps grown in the squamous epithelial sinus mucosa can become larger and can even completely close the nasal passages when the conflict is hanging, and hence there is hanging healing. Here we conclude the SBS of the paranasal sinuses. With a fresh topic, we will meet again tomorrow. Please hang on. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.